Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be clouds and sun, high near 65. Kenosha right now, 48 degrees, 42 in Burlington, Milwaukee 54. It's 52 at this hour in Racine. The Racine County Executive Committee had no recommendation when their meeting ended on the proposed event center for Racine's lakefront, the city having pitched the county for a $15 million investment. Last night's discussion beginning with 30 minutes behind closed doors, then 2 hours of public discourse. Chicago consultant Rob Hunden, whose company Analysis raised lots of questions for panel members, said it's more than just a sports arena and it would help local businesses.
We look out 10, 20, 30 years to see, okay, you're retaining and attracting new spending. And that is money spent in the community that's currently not spent in the community. It's generating room nights, it's supporting hotels and restaurants and retail, and it's supporting a number of jobs. And so those jobs are new to the communities.
County Board Vice Chair Pamela Zenner-Richards felt that the key would be a solid business plan and the right people running it.
It goes beyond just even risk-taking to me. Those are entrepreneurs. You've got to think that way. And you always are promoting. You're always selling, looking for opportunities, bringing in the community. It's a big, humongous sales job that's ongoing. Never stops.
Supervisor John Wish from the audience wondered about the city's financing plan while noting the arena, like most, would be a money loser from the start for taxpayers.
We're the Metroplex. We got Chicago, we got Milwaukee, we got Madison that's an hour and a half away. I'd love to see an arena downtown if it was successful. I can't get past that point. I don't see how it's going to be successful. First of all, you got to convince the population that, first of all, we've got to get over the hurdle. This isn't going to make money. Pretty much. Maybe, but probably not. You got to sell that to the taxpayers of Racine, because that's who's going to pay for it.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave saying his biggest concern, a potential economic downturn and this financial commitment then killing future plans. County Board Chairman Rusty Clark said he would be talking more about it with the Vice Chair and the Corporation Council remaining concerns, and they would schedule another meeting. The future is now for Racine-based Case IH, the tractor maker going to be showcasing its driverless tractor today in Indianapolis, the autonomous vehicle to be featured at the National FAA Convention. It uses radar, cameras, satellite, and other gear to be remote controlled. Representatives of Colbert Packaging Corporation, joined by Governor Scott Walker, Kenosha County Executive Jim Kruser, and Mayor John Antaramian for the official announcement of the company, which produces packaging for a number of consumer and pharmaceutical products, moving into the business park of Kenosha. Governor Walker calling it yet another example of teamwork.
The headline is, teamwork helps bring 108 more jobs to Wisconsin, Kenosha County, and the city of Kenosha. And we appreciate the team that's assembled here today. When you think about the county, the city, the mayor, the county executive, all coming together, we're certainly pleased with the role the state's played in partnership. And it really is a great collaboration story.
Jim Hamilton heads up the family-owned company headquartered in Lake Forest, Illinois, said 100-plus jobs at the new facility will be a combination of transfers from one of their Illinois sites and some new hires. Company planning to phase in manufacturing operations beginning next month and be fully operational by December 1st. Roughly 225 salaried employees at Harley-Davidson, though, are going to be laid off by the end of the year. 70 contractors to also be cut, but specifics on where those people are currently working not being released. Harley-Davidson's third quarter results showing an 18.7% drop in profit to just over $114 million compared to $140.3 million last year. And Wisconsin's largest business group says that Harley-Davidson motorcycles with the new Milwaukee 8 engines, those are the coolest things made in the entire state.
There'll be a second round of voting between 1, 2, and 3, and that will determine Wisconsin's coolest thing. And the contest is sponsored by Johnson Financial.
That is Jim Pugh with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, who says the motorcycles beat out Johnsonville Sausage Bratwurst and the Navy combat ships built by Marinette Marine. The response to the survey showing the continued strength, he says, of Wisconsin manufacturers and the varied products that they make. Participation improved for the 8th year of online statewide testing in grades 3 through 8 in the first administration of the Wisconsin Forward exam, the test that replaced the 2014-15 Badger exam. Statewide, just under 383,000 public and private school students took the Forward exam. Overall, participation went from 97.3% of the public school students on the Badger exam to 98.8% on the Forward exam. For private school choice students, participation increased from 92.2% back in 2014-15 to 93.6% for 2015-16. Folks in the village of Sturtevant looking at a substantial decrease in their property taxes next year based on Village Administrator Mary Cole's proposed budget for 2017. At the board meeting last night, Cole said that the closing of the very successful tax incremental district for Renaissance Business Park is going to allow the village to come back from cuts that were needed to balance the village budget in the past.
As you know, over the past 10 years, we've cut several services. With the closure of tax increment district number 3, we are able to take this budget as a new budget, as I say, brand new. You're really starting a new template for the future. And I just want to say that this budget really presents a unique opportunity to prepare for future endeavors. And that's thanks to the critical thinking and responsible decision making of this current village board as well as past village board.
Closure of the TID, she said, means the equalized value of the village is up by 40%. Village Board will begin its review of the budget at next Tuesday's continual committee meeting, the public hearing scheduled for November 15th, a final vote of the Sturtevant Board on the 22nd. Use of force recommendations in Dane County by a coalition of law enforcement officials and minority leaders taking hold now with local law enforcement agencies. The guidelines announced back in February by the Special Community Police Task Force. Since then, 17 law enforcement agencies have implemented the protocol in some fashion. That includes Madison Police and Dane County Sheriff's deputies. The FBI accusing a Racine woman of pimping her 16 and 17-year-old daughters. The woman among nearly 24 people arrested by the agency in Milwaukee, part of an international sting operation involving the U.S., Canada, Cambodia, the Philippines, and Thailand. 11 children between the ages of 14 and 17 rescued in the greater Milwaukee area. A corrections officer at the Racine County Jail taken to the hospital for treatment, allegedly attacked by an inmate, happened Monday night in the jail's intake area. Deontay Anderson accused of violently attacking that guard, who had to go to Ascension All Saints Hospital for treatment of facial injuries. Anderson currently jailed on charges that include armed robbery with a dangerous weapon. It's recommended another charge, battery to a corrections officer, be filed by the DA's office. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News, that's what gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.